In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The wonderful thing is that God knows us. He's created us, He's fashioned us, and He knows us. And He knows what He has created. He understands the full extent of who we are. So we become confused when we deal with other people. We sometimes become disillusioned. We sometimes become upset because we speak to people and we listen to their words and we believe words. But then later on, we see an action, we see a deed, we see a way of life that makes us think, well, actually, I was deceived. This person doesn't really love me. This person doesn't really respect me. This person doesn't really forgive me. Lots of different things. That's why I said God knows us, because God knows we are more than our words. We are so multifactorial in the way we've been created. And there are some here who will know much more than me that we are complex beings. There is so much that goes in our heads, in our hearts, in our minds, in our consciences that is not visible, that's not expressed. And this is why our Lord says to us that not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom. And again, I find myself reading the scriptures very differently these days. I've read this passage numerous times. Of course, when we read it, it's don't be a hypocrite. Don't just say things and think other things. But really, when I look at it now, I read it differently. I read our Lord saying to us, be careful. Be careful that your lives are more than your words. Be aware of yourselves. Be aware of the small foxes. Look at the fruits you bear. And if the fruits you bear suddenly look bad, take it as an indication that that is the result of something bad within. If your word has suddenly come out, and either it's harsh, or it's without meaning, or it's without sincerity, look within and be careful of its source. Because I love you, I've created you, I know you, I have created you to be good trees with good fruits. If your fruit is suddenly changed, if your words have suddenly changed, if your intentions and your attitude have suddenly changed, pick it up. Understand it. Our problem is we think, oh, I'm just having a bad day. Oh, it's just been a bad situation. I've just been stressed at work or at school or at home. Yes, that's true. But a bad day doesn't need to mean bad deeds. A stressful day doesn't need to mean bad reactions. We all have stressful days. We all have bad days. And these are the days we are supposed to deal with properly. A good tree does not suddenly bring forth bad fruit because there's a storm. It's still a good tree. Whatever happens around us, whatever happens within us, it should never be a justification to a bad result. We need to hold ourselves to account more than that. We need to expect more of ourselves. Again, not being harsh, but by saying, I'm better than this. I've been created differently. God hasn't created me for this. He's created me for His kingdom. He's created me for the gates of righteousness that I enter into. He's created me to be with Him forever. I should not wait for the condemnation of others, but I should be my own critic. And I think you know, in terms of studying the word, a critic is not one who condemns, but one who comments, one who critiques. And to critique ourselves is not a bad thing. For me to sit and assess myself and think, you know, I actually got this wrong. I shouldn't have reacted this way. And by God's grace, next time I won't. That's a good thing. But if I let things go one after the other, after the other, after the other, it becomes a trend. It becomes a justification. And so I look at myself and think, I'm justified in this. And, you know, there are many situations in our lives that can be reasons for something. But they should never be justifications. There may be a reason that I've reacted badly, but actually I shouldn't have reacted badly, so I need not to do that next time. This scripture is about us holding ourselves to account. Again, if we're looking at the Day of Judgment, which we're all afraid of, we're afraid because we stand there, we imagine this courtroom where God is sitting there and he's judging us. That's not what it's going to be. That's not what it's going to be. It's going to be our Father saying to us, you know, come sit down for a minute. Come sit down. Some of you will know that I got rid of my big desk in my office. It's been there for 15 years, and I just thought, people don't sit at desks anymore. People don't sit across from desks anymore. It's not that kind of relationship. When I sit with people now, I sit beside them. So come sit beside me. You know, I've given you everything in your life. I've even given you a conscience. I told you time and time and time again to be wary of that conscience, to nurture it, to be careful of your actions, to be careful of your words. But now it's time for me to say to you that you didn't do that and you chose this path. He's sad for that. He's not just ruthful judge. But so if we're going to think of that day of judgment, let's think of today. Because what we do today will determine that day. We shouldn't fear then. We should be conscientious now. It's like someone having an exam coming up and fearing the exam day but not bothering to study. Someone having a job interview, not worrying about being so worried about the panel but not preparing. Today is the day we need to be preparing ourselves, holding ourselves accountable, because we are far better. We are better than any sin we commit. We are better than any word that is hurtful that we say. We are better than any judgmental thought we have. We're better than that. So our Lord says to us, be conscious of yourself. It's not just about your word, it's not just about your deed, it's where it comes from. And if you assess and are conscientious over where it comes from, then your words and your deeds and your actions and your thoughts and your prayers, everything will be the same. And that will be why I have created you, and that will be the way I have created you, to be with me today, but more importantly, to be with me in my kingdom forever. And glory be to God forever. Amen.